The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. I had no idea of this. I don't know how I had no idea of this. But, Riggins, you said that we have an update on when we were talking about the other day about Lindsay working at the massage parlor. And all the nasty things that people do at massage places.
Yeah.
All right. What was it specifically about bodily fluids coming out of men at during a massage?
Yes. So apparently it's common that men.
Yeah.
I don't like saying that. Yeah. Ejaculate. Okay. Thank you for saying that. During a massage.
Yeah. It's common.
It's common is what the girl told me.
Right.
The massage therapist actually said that to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember at the time asking, can anybody confirm this? Any massage therapist? Like, how common is it? And we got somebody who did.
Yeah.
Who did give some expert information.
Yeah. And it's a woman and she DM'd us. We all know her, but I'll keep her name off the Extra Funny. But here's what she said. Y'all, I just watched Extra Funny today, and this is probably TMI, LOL. But I used to get a massage every 3 weeks regularly, and about twice over like 5 years during a massage of my legs and hips, I have almost had an O.
Hmm.
A capital O is what she said.
And it's female, so female. That's different than...
Yeah.
Interesting.
A massage of her what?
Her
legs and hips.
Legs and hips rocking. I have almost had an O. And she put like a bunch of the hands over the eyes over 5 years.
And it's a male therapist, I guess.
She didn't say. She didn't say. So oh, okay. I don't know.
Rocking.
But this is a woman of status. And I just picture like people that are doing that are disgusting. For some reason, but she's a normal person.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a little easier to hide if it's a woman.
Right.
I would say so.
Most of the time, I would think it's a little easier to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. But, so maybe it is, maybe it's more common than I thought. I mean, I'm still mortified even talking about it, but I think it's, maybe it is, if a woman's having, because it's easier for a male? Or
I would think that it would be easier or more commonly experienced by a woman than a man.
Why?
Because usually men have to be experiencing direct contact with that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And unless the massage therapist is massaging him on that area, I would think it would be harder for him to do that rather than a woman who, I don't know, in this case, the legs and the hips, I'm guessing it's not, you know, the ankle part of the leg that the massage therapist was rubbing.
Right.
I'm guessing it was a little higher up on the leg and on the hips. So,
yeah,
that could create, you know, more of a feeling
right
in that area.
Yeah.
Well, and also the male has, I mean, they're going to know because of, you know, it's going to be out there.
Uh-huh.
Out there.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, going to be statuesque.
Yeah. Mm. Saluting, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still to this day can't. That was 10, 15 years ago when she told me that, and I still don't believe.
So now we need to know from people who have been massage therapists or who are massage therapists, we need to know if it happens. Well, first of all, our original question, how often does it happen? And which sex does it happen more often with? In that situation, the men or the women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman could conceal it, like I think Lindsay was saying. It's going to be easier to find out about the women.
Yeah.
I mean, about the men.
Yeah, because, yeah, right. I mean, there's no hiding it.
Yeah.
You know, a man can't say, no, I didn't.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know.
Then explain this.
Right. It's footprints in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like on. People that rub their dog's nose in their own. Yeah. That's what the therapist is like. You did this. You did this.
It's yours. Clean it up. Huh. So, do you, surely they feel obligated to tip more at that point, right?
I would. Yeah, if it happened on accident, yes, I would tip a lot more.
How much you need a hundo?
I would do 200% off the top. Like, yeah. I'd be mortified. And I already tip well anyway, but I would probably go 200%.
Yeah.
So, at least. Would you make reference to it, Riggins?
Maybe. I would be.
Apologetic and everything?
I think so.
And they'd say, oh, honey, it happens all the time. Don't worry. Yeah,
and I would be so grateful for her not making it weird, which I'm assuming they don't. Although I find that great, hard to believe, too.
Yeah.
But then I just immediately, I'm like, all right, I might even write her a separate check. I'm like, just take that.
Yeah.
Don't cash out your tips or anything. Give it under the table. Yeah. I mean, that's mortifying.
So does it happen when you're lying on your stomach? Or on your back?
I've never had that experience.
It's got to be back, right?
I think it's got to be back.
When you're lying on your back or they're rubbing your back? You're lying on your stomach.
Lying on your back.
Yeah.
For a man, right?
Cause, yeah.
Well,
I do. It is weird that they don't have like a cutout or a place.
Do, okay. This is crazy, though. They do. I know what you're going to say, like a cutout.
Yeah.
So the last time I was getting a massage, my chest was hurting because I was flat on the, and they pulled out this thing that had holes for the chest, and I stuck it down in there, and I was like, this is awesome. She had like a whole closet of styrofoam cutouts.
So what did it raise you up higher on the table?
So this part raised me, but the holes were my boobs, you know, and they were sitting down in there. And, when I looked in the closet, I was thinking, what other cutouts you got in there?
Yeah.
You know?
So you think they have them for men?
I don't know. It makes me wonder. I have so many questions.
What I wouldn't do to be a tile on that floor, looking up at those nice boobs.
Just hanging in there. Oh, no.
So, you're picturing, though, Riggins, a man on his back with a towel over his waist.
Yeah.
And then that's what it would happen that way.
I can't picture having an erection or whatever laying down on my stomach, you know, all pressed up. I mean,
unless they had a cutout, because they have a cutout for pregnant bellies for sure, because I've done that. The boobs. I mean, what else they got?
Yeah. He's like, you're going to need to get that styrofoam cut out real quick. Yeah. I'm pretty uncomfortable.
Get the one with a bucket attached to it.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, it's that time of year again. No, we're not talking about the holidays, but it's... It happens every year this time. We start getting warnings about winter penis.
I was not expecting that.
The term winter penis is back in the news. Experts say cold weather can cause a man's junk to recede, making his business appear 50% smaller.
Yeah, that's the worst.
50%?
Yeah.
That is the worst. You catch yourself in the mirror naked and it's too cold. You're like, oh, this is awful. Yeah. This is awful.
Uh-huh. Winter penis strikes again.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a name for it, but. Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
I love that there is a name for it, though.
But we don't, we don't experience super cold temperatures here in the South. So hopefully, that's why we're. Another way God blessed us by being Southern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Well, it must be extra cold in my house then. Because it does happen to me every once in a while.
You know, it's like,
that can't be what it looks like all the time.
Yeah, even if it's just blazing hot in my house, I say it's freezing when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is freezing.
Where are we?
I have winter penis in the summer.
It's like I always wondered about those athletes who swear by the ice bath, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I'm not doing that in mixed company. I know that much. No way.
Mm-mm. Or just even showering together. It always makes me have so many questions, like yeah. in the locker room.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, what?
I thought you meant like showering together, men and women.
Oh. Well.
What? Yeah, the water's too cold.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I think showering with your partner or whatever it is way overrated. I don't yeah. think there's anything sexy about it at all.
I agree. Mm. And it's, yeah, it's. Yeah.
I don't care for that at all.
I always wonder how the water temperature is agreed upon.
It's never.
Because I could never use the temperature of water that, like if Jody just stepped out of the shower and said, your turn, and I stepped right in, y'all would have to call the emergency room to come treat me or the burn center.
Yeah. yeah.
It's crazy.
But yeah. y'all are on extreme. She likes it super hot and you like it really cold. There's yeah. no.
That's how we are too. I'm really. Yeah. scalding. You're going to get burned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be hot.
I always wonder if that's a defense mechanism for women.
Keep guys
yeah.
out.
Yeah, too hot for a guy to come in and yeah. unwanted.
Yeah. See ya.
I guess it's uh-huh. different if you've got two shower heads or it's like one of those big open rooms where it's spraying from the walls and stuff. But yeah, it's just not sexy at all to me.
Yeah. Well, because if the temperatures aren't the same, then the woman is going to be, you know, even if the water splashes on her from another faucet or whatever, it's not going to be good.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know, they tend to complain about sudden bursts of cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't come in here with that.
Yeah.
No.
And they get winter boob.
Yeah.
Makes their boobs recede.
Yeah. By 50%.
Yeah. But Riggins, don't you keep it cold in your house all the time, summer and winter?
Yeah.
Isn't it always cold in your
this
house?
This morning it was 61 in my house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because one thing about me, I can't live without the AC, but I can throw on an extra pair of sweatpants and socks and yeah. bundle up. And to see that power bill go down for the first time of the year, it is like the most freeing thing. I'm like, thank God it's not $200 this month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if it's 51 or 61 rather, my dog's fine. He likes the cold. Yeah. I can throw on a hoodie.
He's furry, so yeah. you're good.
Yeah, I've been known to sit up in the puffy couch room when it's cold with a thin toboggan hat on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the only thing that gets cold is my head because I don't have any hair. So yeah. I'll put that on. So soft. I have one just for that.
Oh, I
it's
love that.
So soft.
It's my upstairs
yeah.
T-bog.
It's like a sleeping cap. You know, old man sleeping cap.
With the thing that
yeah.
comes
off. Like Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I'd rather that than have. I just don't like the heat blazing in the winter. Even if I'd rather have the house cold than it'll dry heat coming
yeah,
in.
Same.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I don't really sweat in the bathroom coming out of the shower or anything in the summer. It's the winter that you would think it would be the opposite, but with the heat blowing mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be blowing very much at all. But mm-hmm. when that dry heat comes into the bathroom, I'm like,
yeah, it's yeah. like you're in the desert.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. And that's why I'll open all the blinds and the windows and everything to get that cool breeze coming in.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And then I guess now I need to listen for the neighbors to be yelling, winter penis, winter penis. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like an acorn. It's bad. It's a problem. It's a pandemic is what it is, winter penis. Mm-hmm. It's an epidemic.
Winter yeah. pain.
Winter pain.
You would think that they'd have a vaccine by now.
Yeah, you would
for
think.
That.
Halloween to winter pain. the worst time of the year.
So we're going to have to start wearing masks.
Yeah. 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
I want it all.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.